told me when I was giving ghusl to his daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, we explained yesterday she was 31 years old, and in the 8th year of Hijrah she had passed away. But look at the composure and the thoughtfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every occasion that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be taught to the people, that this is an opportunity now to teach the people how ghusl should be done and how the men of ghusl should be done. So she told her that ibda'na bimayaminiha, that begin washing from the right hand side. Wa mawadi'il wudu'i minha, and begin with the places of wudu. Explained after a person's hand, like how when a person is making ghusl when he's alive, very similar to that is the ghusl of the mayyit. Person's hands are washed first, then the private parts, then the places of wuzu. Why these places are given extra fazilat? Because when a person was living in this world, then these places were washed for him to become in the state of wudu, so that he could read his salat, so that he could make tawaf, so that he could hold the Quran Sharif, and different things that you need wudu for. So out of respect for that, that this is given preference, this is washed first before the other parts. Today's hadith we'll do. Three hadiths, short hadiths that are almost similar, we'll do it and then we'll give a short explanation. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, idha anta'ala ahadukum falyabda' bil yumna. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you're wearing your shoes, then begin with the right. Wa idha naza'a falyabda' bil shimal. And when you are removing, then you start with the left hand side first. لِتَكُنِ الْيُمْنَا أَوَّلُهُمَا تُنْعَلُ, so that the right hand side becomes the first to be worn. وَآخِرُهُمَا تُنْزَعُ, and the right hand side becomes the last to be removed. Why? Because you took out the left hand side first. So therefore the right hand side will become the last to be removed. عَنْ حَفْصَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَجْعَلُ يَمِينَهُ لِطَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ وَثِيَابِهِ. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use his right hand for eating, for drinking, and when he was wearing his clothes, so thoughtfully he was there also, that which trouser pants he puts on first, and which side of the garment he puts on from the right hand side. وَيَجْعَلُ يَسَارَهُ لِمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ, and he would put the left hand side, and he would use the left hand side for other tasks. So that right hand side was used for all these tasks, and the left hand side, whatever other tasks that were not so clean, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used that for. So therefore, when we are taking something also for somebody, take it with the right hand. When we are giving, give it with the right hand. And this also teaches us what hand we should take our shoes from the shoe rack. If the shoes are something that are not so clean, we should be carrying our shoes with our left hand. That's the shoes, when we take out our shoes, that's the hand we should take our shoes, put it on the shoe rack. That is the hand we take it out. And like that, anything else that may not be so clean, we use our left hand. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرة أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا لبستم, when you wear your clothes, وإذا توضعتم, when you're making وضوء, فابدأوا بأيامينكم, then begin with your right. So here again this hadith teaches us that have discipline. In fact this, although it may seem like small things, that which hand you start wearing your clothes, which hand you wear your shoes, which hand you use to remove your shoes, which leg you enter the toilet, which leg you enter the masjid, which leg you come out of the masjid. It may seem like small things, but actually what it's creating is creating a mentality of discipline in the person. Very, very disciplined. What he does, everything requires a thought. He doesn't be a haphazard person. Very often a person who doesn't have this type of discipline, who's not taught these things, you'll find in his ways, in his mannerisms, in his work, he'll have papers lying all over, files lying all over. When he needs to find some document now, he starts opening every file and starts going back to every document that he has. Why? Because there's no organization, there's no methodology in his work. So this hadith, as they may seem as simple, but it's creating a methodology of being organized, being methodical. The person is so careful about which hand he's using, how much more careful he'll be about keeping important documents, in the sense that he might need it. It may be an amanat kept by him. Somebody may ask for it tomorrow, then he knows that amanat, he can return it with happiness and with pleasure. He doesn't lose things. He's not careful about these things. Why? Because he had this training about the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his simple things, in his clothes, in his eating, in his walking, in what he wore. He had that training. So in the bigger matters of amanat, in the bigger matters of responsibility, and things that he owes people, he'd be even more careful in that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come for the Jummah salah early. Try and read Surah Kahf. Let us try and maximize on the time between Asr and Maghrib. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.